There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, but there's no way we're going to be able to get to all of these in 7 minutes. So we'll do our best, and then we'll get back to more in the what?
That's what I was trying to do, stretch it to the next one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. We'll go back to back. It's all good. Let's just go in chronological order. The Chiefs advance, as they always do.
Yep.
I mean, it's the Patrick Mahomes Invitational. He's literally been in the AFC Championship game every year. He's been a starter.
Crazy.
Which I think we do get. I don't think fatigue is what. Who was it that said that last week that we played it?
Oh, God. Who was that? He was on Monday on Rich Eisen. I think it was on Rich Eisen.
Whoever it was. Yeah. Like, they're talking about people wanting him to lose. I think you get numb to it. I think people have a little bit gotten numb to how great they are and how ridiculous it is that they just do this every single year.
Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah. He said Chiefs fatigue, as in, like, people are kind of tired of seeing them win. Maybe. I'm not. I enjoy watching them play. They're great. If you want them to stop winning, then beat them.
Yep.
But I do think when guys like Mahomes and others that are in that pantheon do this kind of stuff, like, don't let it like get normal to you. The fact that he's in the AFC Championship game every single year he's been a starter, and this is his seventh season, is one of the stupidest stats in the history of the league.
Yeah, man.
Like,
I think
it's insane.
Yeah, but that's why I was talking about, you know, 87's a big game player. Travis Kelce had a week to rest and everything like that. When I dare was who he is, always damn open, making the big plays for them. Pat flopping ass Mahomes on the sideline. We called it, and he did it three times.
That part of it.
He did three.
Really?
Now, that was crap.
It's crap.
The freaking roughing the passer on Will Anderson was crap.
Yep.
They had two crap calls, and then you're like, come on,
man.
That's
why what I said on Friday was, if they're going to call it, make it count.
Yep, knock his ass out.
Hit him, because none of those hits were even all that bad.
No.
Clean his ass out, man. They're going to call it if you breathe on him.
Yeah, man. But I thought, you know, defensively, the Chiefs, I mean, they ramped up the pressure on CJ. They really, really did. Sacked him like 9 damn times. Hit him maybe 6 or 7 other times. And that was the one thing coming in. And I thought Andy Reid and, you know, whoever called him, Nat Nagy, whoever is the offensive coordinator, did a great job on that left side helping out. I thought, yeah, Will Anderson just kept getting loose. But they didn't let, you know, just a straight rush beat them. Most of them were games and everything like that, the twists and things that beat them up front. But I thought they did an excellent job doing that. And Pat Mahomes just does what Pat Mahomes does, man. That's what the Chiefs do. And now they're in a situation where you got an old nemesis coming into town who I don't think Buffalo can beat the Chiefs.
I don't know.
I don't think the Buffalo can beat them.
I don't know if they can or not. Obviously, we're going to find out. I think the Chiefs are obviously, I mean, they're incredible.
They know how to win.
They know how
to win these games.
They do. I think Buffalo's really good too, although Buffalo very easily could have lost on Sunday night.
Yes.
They didn't. We'll get there. To me, the surprise of the weekend was what happened to Detroit. Like, they did it to themselves, and that sucks.
Yep.
Like, they got way too cute, and
you
can't, man. But that's who they are, though.
But that's
like,
the thing about it.
They love running all that tricky, cutesy stuff, but you can't turn the ball over like that and expect to win a playoff
game. Yeah, I mean, you go back, there's no way in the hell Washington should have been in this football game. But then you look at, you know, the injuries, did they catch up with them? I don't know. I just think those turnovers.
When
damn
you give them that many possessions, they're going to score.
They're going to score. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels is just absolutely phenomenal. Great play by Scary Terry. I mean, they just make the big play and make the plays at the right time. And they were able to go in Detroit, and I know that place was rocking. It was crazy. First, I mean, number one overall seed, blah, blah. And they went up there and give Dan Quinn and his team credit. They went there and they took it to Detroit.
Yeah.
They really, really did. And, again, they picked them off enough. They cashed in the red zone when they needed to. Talk about Washington. And this young boy is just, you know, another critical third down. What does he do? He runs for it.
Yeah, he runs for it.
He runs for it.
He picks up the yards. Yeah. I mean, and that's the positive side of it, which is, like, Jaden Daniels is having one of the great rookie seasons you've ever seen
yes.
in the NFL. He's got ice water in his veins. He just makes the right play when it's time to make the right play. But Detroit gave them
yes.
the opportunities to make those
they
plays.
They could turn their ball
if
over.
If they would have just handed the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs 30 times, they would have won that game by 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
Dude, Jahmyr Gibbs was unbelievable in that game.
Again, cute. Again, you're cute. When you're cute when ugly is just required.
Ugly was winning.
Yes.
And ugly wasn't even ugly.
I don't want to say ugly. She aight.
It was just effective.
Yeah.
It was effective.
Nice personality.
Like sound, solid football strategy
yes.
was working.
Yes.
And then it was like, all right, let's let Jameson Williams throw the ball off his back foot. Like, come on.
I mean, he did.
What
come
are we
back,
doing?
He did come back and make a hell of a play, though. But still, that's
right.
what I'm saying. Like,
why are you letting your wide receiver throw the ball in the fourth quarter of a tie game?
I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, did y'all coach him if he's not there to run?
I mean, I would have to think.
Run.
Throw it away at the
throw
very
it away.
Least.
Throw it away.
Don't throw it to him.
Don't
force it, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. But that's what – this is the problem with them having their identity be that,
mm-hmm.
right?
But see,
like, we're
the
ultimate gamblers. We live on the razor's edge. We always get away with it. That's who we are. It's like, all right, well, when it doesn't work, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, and that's why when you talk about, you know, Ben Johnson getting the job in Chicago as their new head coach, it's like, well, you can't be solely successful on doing those type of things, which they don't. They do a lot of just regular stuff.
Of course.
And, you know, Detroit's going to lose both of their coordinators and everything. Detroit is built the right way. And I'm talking about personnel-wise. They're going to be fine. They got to find some guys to get in. Obviously, so there's probably somebody on staff that Dan's comfortable with. But they're built the right way. They're built inside out. They got a tremendous offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Runners. Speed on the outside. Veteran quarterback. When Aiden Hutchinson gets back, I mean, Detroit's going to be fine.
I mean,
this is their window because the two coordinators leave. No, they're built the right way.
They are. But then at the same time, like – this is also who they are, too,
yeah.
right? Like, they're built the right way, but are they run the right way?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think they are.
Well, then why do they keep doing stuff like this?
Because sometimes when you turn the ball over,
yeah.
like, Jameson, that was a bad play. They turned the ball over 4 other times.
That's true. But some of it was on, like, little dipsy-dee
yeah,
cutie
exactly.
stuff.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like it's okay to win a playoff game just by being tougher.
Dan Campbell's got to go like, hey.
Well, that's what I mean.
Ben, stop that blank.
Or maybe Dan loves it.
I don't know.
You know
I know
I mean?
He likes going fourth down, so
like,
he might.
That's my thing, is like they're built wonderfully, like exactly how you would want a team to be built roster wise, but they got to iron out, they got to get a little more conservative. You know?
I agree.
It's okay to do the things that people have always done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every single game. Maybe they learned that one. Maybe they learned it.